We're tracking some four-legged Olympic athletes for today's GeoQuiz. Horses from around the world are being flown in for the equestrian events at the Beijing Summer Games. Martin Atok manages Peden Bloodstock. That's the company that's in charge of getting the horses to the site of the equestrian competition. And that is
Sha Tin, Hong Kong, which is, of course, a special administrative region of the People's Republic of China, or just a few hours south of the capital.
Sha Tin, Hong Kong. The answer to the GeoQuiz, in fact, and it's where you are right now. I know that a lot of people think that everything's happening in Beijing. In fact, the equestrian competition is going to be happening in Hong Kong. And so a total of 219 horses are coming in. Where are they coming in from?
These horses are coming from 48 nations worldwide, and the Brazilian horses, for example, the Argentinian horses, the Chilean horses, have all come to Europe first and done their 60-day residency, and then they've taken their flights from the respective airports down to Hong Kong. These horses have been away from home for up to 67 days before they actually get here.
Holy smokes. Well, you can see why you would have to check them out and make sure that they're pretty prepped for the Olympics once they do arrive on land. But how do you fly a horse from a place like Atlanta or South America?
Remarkably easily, actually. The South American horses from Argentina, for example, fly up via Dakar to Frankfurt. The Chilean horses fly from San Diego to Amsterdam. The Mexican horses happen to have come from North America. The Brazilian horses came up from Brazil directly up to Frankfurt. We then reside them here, and like I say, then they fly on. They've got their attendant with them, and they've also got plenty of access to hay and water and anything they would like. So it's effectively, it's a first-class service they're getting, and they, all of them to date, have thoroughly enjoyed it.
Well, I want to know how you know that they thoroughly enjoyed it. But first, there's an attendant with them. And is this sort of a cargo flight, or is it the same kind of flight, a passenger flight that we would take? What kind of plane?
A mixture of both. We've got a total of 58 747 aircraft from and to Hong Kong. Some of them are pure freighters, and some are so-called combis. That's a combined aircraft where you've got passengers in the front of the aircraft, and you've got freight down the back of the aircraft, and we can put seven pallets in there. And in answer to your second question, how do I know they traveled well? Well, when you look at the horses, I'm the first person on the aircraft when they arrive in Hong Kong. And when you see happy faces looking at you and the horses look quite content, they're all happy campers and they unload quite peacefully.
I always wondered, what happens when you hit turbulence in the air with horses?
Exactly the same when you hit turbulence in the air with passengers. Our professional flying grooms pacify all the horses because they don't quite know what's happening. But bearing in mind, we're talking about Olympic Games horses here. They're all experienced, mature horses and experienced travelers. So in fact, it's not really such a big issue with your normal turbulence. It just gets a bit bumpy for a few minutes.
Are they strapped in? Do they have seatbelt type things?
They are tied down by their heads, as they would be anywhere else, but they're loosely tied, so they know exactly where they're supposed to be. And in front of them, you've got a big hay net hanging there. They've also got their immediate access to water, but they're not strapped in as such. They're standing in very comfortable boxes.
Okay, once they get there, how do you help them get over jet lag?
The crucial thing is the transfer from the aircraft to the actual air-conditioned Hong Kong Jockey Club lorries. And we've got this in Hong Kong down to a very fine art. It's the average time we've needed from the aircraft being on blocks. That's when the aircraft parks and the crews put the blocks around the wheels until we've got the horses in their stables in Sha Tin, which is 48 kilometers away from the venue, has been between 1 hour 20 minutes and 1 hour 40 minutes, which I think you'll admit is remarkably fast.
Indeed.
What we've done is we've got police escorts of some 20 or 30 police motorbike outriders. We've got all roads closed, and it's a dead straight run. So in answer to your question, how we get over the jet lag on these horses, the conditions when they arrive here are absolutely perfect for them. They arrive, they get into their stables, they've immediately got an opportunity to pee, to roll, and just to relax.
Do you mean like roll on the hay?
Absolutely, yeah. So that's just to make themselves feel really, really comfortable. They generally get up having had a roll, they have a nice drink, and they start nibbling away at their hay.
Describe their destination point, Sha Tin, where you are right now. I mean, why is this good for the equestrian
events? Absolutely unbelievable. It's an absolutely stunningly beautiful venue, which is owned and operated by the Hong Kong Jockey Club, which is undoubtedly one of the top jockey clubs in the world. When they arrive at Sha Tin, they've got these great big fans where there's a combination of air and water being blown out of them, and all the horses stand really, really comfortably in front of that, and they're thoroughly enjoying the atmosphere down here as they acclimatise to the local conditions. All the team officials and the horses are absolutely delighted with the facilities. They are second to none, to be perfectly honest with you.
So when do you exhale?
When do I exhale? I don't actually have time, to be perfectly honest with you, because we've got operations going day and night, disregarding what time it might be in Hong Kong. There's still operations happening in the rest of the world. This evening, I've just come back in a taxi to the hotel to change quickly, but I was actually planning tomorrow night from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock to spend 5 hours in bed, which I'm rather looking forward to.
You certainly deserve it, and the games haven't even begun. Well, very nice to talk to you. Martin Atok, Managing Director of Peden Bloodstock, the company that's in charge of transporting all 219 Olympic horses to Sha Tin, the answer to our GeoQuiz today in Hong Kong. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much, Anita. Bye-bye.